This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
So we start in Afghanistan tonight, and obviously everybody would be aware of what's been happening the last week or so in Afghanistan with the Taliban taking over. And already it wasn't very easy for LGBTIQ people there because they were never able to, I mean, for the last 20 years, never really able to live openly. And so I think this is going to pose a massive problem for the LGBT community, especially in view of, gay sex is already illegal in Afghanistan. It has been illegal under the Penal Code 2017. Death penalty is technically allowed under the Sharia law, but has not been enforced in Afghanistan since 2001. But the regime now, the change of regime and the fact that Taliban are coming back might cause a lot of trouble, and I don't know how people are going to be able to seek refugee status.
It hasn't been enforced by the official government of Afghanistan while the international forces have been there, but the Taliban has enforced. There have been many examples of blatant executions, and they want the word to get out that if you are found to be LGBT, then you have no future.
Yeah, they weren't they? They were throwing them off the top of buildings.
So I think we have to watch out, and we have to fight to do something there for LGBTIQ people.
One of the interesting things about this is that because a number of governments have sort of thrown open some fairly significant size refugee programs, there is a chance that LGBT people could actually flee to a safe country.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what we have to, but what we've seen, it's been quite difficult already to get out at the moment, but hopefully the push might carry on. We might be in this moment where people are able to seek asylum and get refugee status somewhere.
Across to the Netherlands now, where the world-famous Canal Pride, where Amsterdam's Pride March takes place on boats that sail through the canals of the city. Of course, with the various COVID restrictions and the, not wanting to have large crowds milling for long periods of time, along with many places around the world, they've been trying to figure out a different way to run their event. So instead of running their Canal Pride, they had a Pride Walk, so encouraging people to just walk through the city with their rainbow colours, and it actually drew 10,000 participants.
It's good to hear that Amsterdam's actually had a pride, because obviously a lot of places around the world have not been able to actually run anything.
So, there is still definitely the rainbow flag flying high. Paul, some not-so-good news from the UK.
Yes, unfortunately, two men were attacked with bottles and subjected to homophobic abuse in Birmingham's gay village. Now, the couple in their 30s were outside a bar when four men in a black SUV started shouting homophobic abuse at them. They were then assaulted. They were left covered in blood, suffering cuts to their head, and in fact, one of them was not unconscious. If there is anything good to come out of this, is that the West Midlands police are actually taking this hate crime very seriously. They are absolutely appalled by the attack and the robbery. One of them had their phone stolen for people that were just enjoying a night out in the city centre. They suffered homophobic abuse before being physically attacked. And the police, they have identified who is responsible, and they've got warrants out for the three of the attackers, but a very ugly incident in Birmingham.
It's good that the police are taking it seriously, but what's concerning, though, it's in England, it's almost triple the rate of hate crime since from 2014, 2015 to 2019, 2020. Yeah. There might be a little bit more reporting, but it's still quite concerning.
And especially in the gay village, you know, this is an area within Birmingham that is known as a safe area for the LGBT community.
I think that's the thing that gets me, that, you know, it, because it is such an identifiable area, they've gone there with a deliberate intent, and hopefully that's what the law, the police can pick up on. Mm. Shannon, you've got a secret for us.
Well, so just nice news, some nice news. So Billie Jean King releasing a book later this year, you know, full of what I hope is some sordid tennis news and, you know, looking forward to it. And as they do, you know, they tell you a little bit before about the book beforehand. Turns out she got married several years ago, just secretly.
Wow.
So she got married back in 2018 and she was like, yeah, I kept it a secret because it was just for me and the person I married, just for us. Got married in jeans and a red scarf. And, yeah, they're the dates. They're the details. They're the, you know, Billie Jean King wedding takeaways.
So it's not one of those celebrity weddings of the year. It was a very low-key and extraordinary that it has stayed secret for this long.
She said nobody threw rice. She just got married in jeans and a T-shirt.
I wonder what's inspired her now to tell her story. Well, probably the money, but.
Yeah. Well, she also talks about, you know, how good, how much has changed and how, you know, how glad she is that, you know, your sexual orientation is on a spectrum now and how she feels much more free by that from when she was young and she was interested in men and when she was older and she, and that changed. And, you know, she said that, you know, that's really helped her.
It will undoubtedly be a very interesting read. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.